All right, welcome aboard. It is a Thursday, and it's going to be a great day here on WPHM because we've got high school football coming up later tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll be out in Richmond. Richmond is hosting Marysville in our season opener. We've got Spartan football coming up for you Friday night. MSU opens at home against Tulsa, and the voice of Spartan football, George Blaha, kind enough to join us on the program right off the bat here on a Thursday. George, thanks for doing this, and I hope everything's going well for you.
Oh, it is. And good luck on your ball game tonight, huh? You got to ride out there in a hurry.
Yeah, I'll get out of here in about a half hour from now. I've secretly recorded the second half of the show today. But the listeners don't know that until I just told them now.
We won't tell anybody. We told them once, so that's enough.
All right. Hey, the Spartans bring eight guys back on defense, and I guess this is the strength of the football team, so I guess that's where I want to start. What do you think of this Spartan defense?
Well, they really bring 8.5 guys, probably because Antoine Simmons played a bunch at weak side linebacker last year. But the bottom line is, it was a great defense last year. I think, you know, Bruce Brothers-type defenders want to lead the country in yards given up rushing. And when it's less than 80 yards a game, that's something they can point to with pride. And so you start with that, and overall you have a top 10 defense in terms of points given up. You have a defense that can keep you in almost every game. So what we obviously think now is, if you can get the offense back to just average, and I think that's very possible, and they're probably going to be above average, Michigan State could be a contender in a very difficult division, the Big Ten East.
Yeah, Tulsa ran the ball pretty well last season. I'm guessing they didn't face many teams like MSU, though.
Yeah, it's probably a different ball game for them, but I think they have to do what they want to do. We'll have to see what happens. You know, both their running backs are excellent. One's got a lot of shake. His name is Shamari Brooks. And the other kid's a banger. He's 5'10 and about 225, Corey Taylor. But they average about 200 yards a game on the ground. And, you know, when you're going up against a team that doesn't give up much on the ground, something's got to give. And we'll just have to see if the Spartans are up to their the way they finished last season when they start this season. You know, in some ways last season doesn't count. And I know there's a lot of veterans coming back with a lot of pride, but I know they want to prove it, and they probably are taking this thing as a challenge. You almost hate that if you're Tulsa. But with all the talk about Tulsa's running game, I'm sure the Spartans have read all about that and heard all about it, so it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow night.
Always at MSU, solid wide receivers, good tight ends. What does this year's group look like?
I really like them, and they were banged up a little bit last year. I mean, Cody White missed 4 games when he broke his hand, and he, in my opinion, and he may not be voted at the end of this season. It may take his senior year for him to be all Big Ten because he didn't put up huge numbers last year, having to miss 4 games, but I think Cody White's one of the best receivers in the conference. He's got size at 6'3" and 215. Daryl Stewart can run. He's 6'2" and 215. And speaking of guys who can fly, this kid, Jalen Naylor, who's put on some weight, but they say it's all muscle and it doesn't seem to slow him down, is a burner who came from out west, from Palmdale, California, and went to high school in Las Vegas at Bishop Gorman. So, in that case, you have the starters who are excellent. Larice Nelson can run. Cam Chambers can as well. There's a young man from Belleville named Julian Barnett who is considered the top athlete, quote-unquote, in the state among the football players, and some thought he'd be a corner. He might still be a corner someday, but the Spartans have enough in the defensive secondary. They wanted to try him at wide receiver, so you could even see Julian Barnett catch a pass or two this fall, and maybe early on. At tight end, I like Matt Dotson, the junior from Cincinnati, and a young man who I think is going to be very good before the season's over is a redshirt freshman from Ohio named Trenton Gillison. He is 6'4 and 249, and he can really run, and he can catch the ball. So we'll see what happens there.
All right. Is Brian Lewerke healthy this year?
He sure is, and he's zinging the ball around. So, and clearly, that is critical. A healthy Brian Lewerke probably means a healthy offense, providing he gets some kind of blocking up front, and I believe he will. They're hoping to have eight guys, and they might even have more than that to use on the offensive line. But some of the guys are stalwarts. They hate to see Cole Chewins have the back issues, but there's talk that he'll be back this season and maybe sooner than you think. So they're going to be decent on the offensive line. And Jim Bowman, the offensive line coach, is a very crafty guy. He'll figure it out.
Who's going to carry the ball for the Spartans this year?
Well, I think Connor Hayward will start, and they'd like to have one guy get the lion's share of the carries, but you know, LaDarius Jefferson will get short yardage carries, I'm sure, and they're going to take a look, I'm sure, tomorrow night at Elijah Collins, a redshirt freshman from UAD Jesuit in Detroit, the same school that gave basketball Cassius Winston. So, and Elijah's got some talent. The young man who showed up big time in the spring, Anthony Williams from right outside Chicago, probably won't play. He's a little bit dinged up, but he'll be back soon, and I think he'll be in the mix as well.
I think these early home games are important for MSU to get off to a good start, because I'm looking at this road schedule, George, and that's going to decide whether the Spartans are good or just okay this year. Tough games at Northwestern, yeah, at Ohio State, at Wisconsin, at Michigan, at Rutgers.
Well, I think the one that you mentioned, the first tough road game, is at Northwestern. Nobody seems to be talking much about Northwestern, but Pat Fitzgerald is a great coach, and they'll be just fine. They're always ready to play, and they don't make many mistakes. I like that team year in and year out, and when you're playing at Evanston, it's usually a struggle.
Yeah, I see that as out of the five games, four really, really tough football games. So should be a fun season. How much are you looking forward to it?
I really am. I love summertime, but I love college football. So that's the consolation prize when summer ends. You still got college football in front of you. And then we roll into NBA basketball. Next thing you know, it's springtime in Michigan. So it's in my life, this is a great time of the year. And I believe this is going to be a very good team. When you have a team with this many veteran players, and by the way, I'll add this, and most Michigan State teams under Mark D'Antonio have had this, team has great chemistry. We had Cody White and David Dow on Coach's radio show last night, and you could tell they love their teammates, and they love to play football, and they can't wait to get started, and neither can I.
You know, that's a nice little lead-in, because coming up at 6 o'clock, we're going to run that show tonight. So,
oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah,
six to seven, and then we'll come out for
Cody.
Kickoff.
All right. Well, have a great call tonight yourself.
All right. Thanks a lot, George.
All right.
A great season.
Wonderful to be on with you. Bye-bye.
And when you see my brother Steve, tell him I said hello, because he never talks to me.
All right.
All right. There's George Blaha joining us on the program today, right off the hop, and always good to hear from him.